I mentioned earlier that was an incredible performance by our rescue services, Fire Rescue New South Wales, over the course of the weekend. It happened on Saturday, an incident involving a building collapse and some workers trapped at Marsden Park, which is in Western Sydney. Now, I'll get details here from Inspector Kernan Lambert from the New South Wales Fire Rescue. He was a duty commander. But I'm told that men and women put themselves at risk to save three people possibly trapped beneath bricks and scaffolding at this residential building site. Inspector Lambert's on the phone. G'day. How are you, Inspector?
Good morning, Ray.
Now, 10 past 9 on Saturday morning, you get the call. Tell me what happens.
Yeah, we received a call that there'd been a building collapse at Marsden Park and that there were possibly up to three persons trapped underneath bricks and scaffolding. We were also told that New South Wales Ambulance were responding a helicopter with a medical team, so we knew that it was fairly serious. We sent our rescue crews, including our collapse rescue, technical rescue from Blacktown, and four appliances out to the scene where we started the rescue.
Now, I'm told, and you can verify this by people on the site, that your men and women went in there with no regard for their safety, because there were still bricks that were unstable on the level above them. Is that correct?
Ray, that's absolutely correct. There'd been a major collapse. Half of the second floor had come down, but half of the second floor was still standing, and it was very, very precarious. We could see structural beams, steel beams that had come away and were totally unsupported. But what was of even greater concern, we had several tons of bricks that were right above exactly where the trap workers were laying, and they could have come down at any moment. And our crews went in underneath that. The ambulance paramedics and the firefighters went underneath those tons of bricks to rescue these trapped people.
So they stabilise them there. The firefighters begin working cautiously, the whole time aware that any wrong movement could bring several tons of bricks down upon them, with scaffold included. Now, once the bricks and materials have been cleared off the worker, I'm told, firefighters placed the worker onto a rescue medical board so he could be carried from the site. That was not straightforward because firefighters had to move the board across the debris pile through scaffolding to enable the worker to be freed. Now, obviously, they were then conveyed to hospital. Now, I'm told two men were able to leave hospital and go home to their families relatively quickly, and one remains in hospital, I suspect.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ray. That's exactly what happened. One of the major problems that we had was we had to remove this worker from the collapse scene, and that wasn't straightforward because we had no idea what the level of injuries were that he had, and we had to maneuver him through scaffolding and across collapsed brickwork and through the collapsed debris so that we could get him off the site and into the hands of the ambulance without any further injury occurring to him. And you're absolutely right. We understand that two of those workers have been released and have gone home to their families. So that's absolutely wonderful work by the emergency crews that responded.
Now, what happens here, I just have to think there has to be some sort of commendation from the commissioner or maybe from the minister in charge for these brave people who put their lives at risk to rescue other people. What's the procedure there? Is someone going to nominate these people for such an award?
I imagine that something like that will probably happen, Ray. It's probably something that we don't really think about that much because as far as we're concerned, we just went out there and did our job. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Under the circumstances, they did place themselves at enormous risk for members of the public.
Anyway, please pass on our congratulations to the crews that were there, particularly those rescue crews that put themselves at risk. And a happy ending, and I guess now workplace and safety are going to look at the site to make sure it's secured and see what went wrong, because what I understand is that there were two men working on the first floor and it just gave away, and they ended up on the ground and there was a person underneath, and that's the person who's obviously a bit more seriously injured. Well done to you, Inspector, and thanks for telling me about it.
Thanks, Ray.
Inspector Kernan Lambert, Fire Rescue New South Wales Duty Commander, and we speak to the Inspector regularly, and I think it's important. We talk about the great work of the paramedics and the coppers and other emergency service, the Rural Fire Service, the SES, The fire rescue, men and women, and they are men and women, of course, there doing an unbelievable job, and we congratulate them on what they did over the course of last Saturday at Marsden Park.